morning. It's 7:12 a.m. on 7/12/17. I couldn't have planned that. Sound of power. Testosterone out of control. So I'm out, I'm walking. I ain't too thrilled about it. It's 60 something. I don't know, it's 60. Temperature at my house at 64. Official temperature is like 68. The problem is that it's muggy. So it makes it feel it. And those of you who are living on the East Coast or the Gulf Coast, or I suspect even the West Coast, are laughing because you're sitting at like 85 or 95% humidity. I'm complaining because it's, I don't know, it's probably like 75%, maybe 60. We had a gauge in the house. I don't know what happened to it. It's kind of fallen by the wayside. It's not our usual 10-12%. So it feels muggy. At any rate, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm doing it. I'm trying to get my 2 miles in this morning. I hope I didn't mess up the microphone. Before I have to crank up the word processor and get going on that book, we're working on a 5,000 word a day self-imposed goal for the next 10 days with a couple of people from the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Group. And I should have been writing for the last couple of hours, but God, my eyes don't open in the morning anymore. I did have my toast. I'm looking for my second breakfast already. And I basically just dubbed around for an hour and a half before I got my boots on and came out to do the walk thing. I don't have anything interesting to talk about today. I don't have anything boring to talk about today. I don't have anything to talk about. Except the weather. There's always the weather. The excitement around my house lately has been the evening House of Cards watching. The new episodes have been out for a while, and we're just getting around to watching them. My wife is a bit improved. So, you know, she's actually taking interest in other stuff. And House of Cards is one of those Netflix series that she's, that we both, to be honest, we both have enjoyed greatly. So the last couple of days, the last several days, we've been watching a couple episodes per night. I'm grateful that we're almost at the end of the new season, because that's an hour and a half, 2 hours. That it feels, while I enjoy the show, it's like I'm always thinking I need to be doing something else. I should be writing. I want to be in the cool at my computer. Is this truck going to try to make a turn? Get out of his way. Good morning. I may have to get back on the treadmill in the evening. I've been doing 1 mile, but it isn't really knocking my glucose down to where it used to. So I may have to up that to 2 miles again. Not that it's any great hardship, it's just an extra 20 minutes. And normally I wouldn't notice, except that hour and a half, 2 hours of House of Cards is generally when I would normally walk. So it puts me later in the evening. Ideally, I should walk about an hour and a half after dinner. And it's been more like 3. No, that's not helpful. Timing is everything, apparently. What I need to do is try to keep my liver from burning more glucose. I'm down to 171. So I haven't lost great amounts of weight in the last couple of weeks, but I have still eased down a little bit. I have to be a little bit careful, because I really don't want to start going back up again. That would be bad. And I'd really like to stop being overweight, if only because that magic number reduces my risks of several age-related diseases. Now, how much it reduces the risk, I'm not 100% sure. I don't believe anybody else is either. I'm also actually not too sure how much faith I put in that particular piece of the science. It's a really complex system, and that seems like a particularly difficult idea to get a hold of. And whenever you talk about probabilities, it's always difficult, because even one in a million shots occasionally come in, and usually about one in a million times. And stay with me, walk post. I just haven't seen anybody out. I haven't seen the dog walkers out this morning. I haven't seen my friend with the Scotty dog. I haven't seen Poodle Man. It's a little early for the lady with the stroller, but perhaps it's the lowery weather, the gray and overcast is not particularly inviting. So by this time next week, I'll have had my 90-day checkup. We'll have a better idea of where we're going from here. I feel very good about what we've accomplished so far. And if it's not enough to manage without medication, then that's just going to have to be the way it is. That beeping noise, as you might well expect, is a trash truck. Backing up, of course. So today's the 12th. I still have time to finish this book before the end of the month. But I was thinking about the book all the way in the not all the way, because the first 10, 11, 12 minutes I was thinking about the walking meditation. But coming up, it's not going to be long, 180 days in a row. It's interesting how many people want to know, does it help? The answer is, I think so. And maybe as long as I think so, it does. Maybe it's a placebo effect. Maybe that's all it needs to do. I have to say the motivation unit, which I'm going to go back to as soon as I finish up my current Headspace Pro unit. This is a tough unit because it gives you a little setup going in, things to look for, things to observe, things to not get strung out about. And then you start on your own. And he doesn't give you any more prompts until the time is up. And the challenge is to stay in the moment, to stay with the breath, to stay there in silence for, it's about 10 minutes. It's actually about 8 minutes of silence. Which is a very long time to keep your brain from wandering away. And mine still wanders away, and it's normal for the brain to wander away. And the issue is, how do you respond to wandering away? Do you go with it? Do you follow the brain? Do you follow the thinking? Do you follow the mind off onto the tangent? Or do you note that the brain has wandered away and bring it back by renewing focus, a gentle focus on the breathing, on the in and the out, on the feeling of the chest rising and falling, the way the air breathing feels to the body, and focus on that, and rest your attention there. Again and again. It's an interesting challenge. It's training the mind to be where you want it to be. And so with the motivation exercise, we're not resting the attention on the sensations in the body. We're resting attention on a question. Not for the purposes of answering the question, but just to contemplate the question. What could it mean? What does it signify? Perhaps what some of the answers could be, whether or not there is an answer. It's an interesting challenge. It's an interesting exercise. And I need to get back to it because that exercise, more than any other, more than focus, more than persistence, more than the other ones that I have taken, that one sort of addresses some of my issues. It's not necessarily that I lack focus as much as I lack motivation. It's not necessarily that I lack the ability to sit at the computer, because clearly I have the capacity to sit at the computer for days on end. But it's, after over 10 years, I think it is the motivation. It is the, how do we focus on this? How do we approach the continued journey of becoming a writer? Because it's not over. It's clearly not over. I mean, one of the things that I would like to be doing is writing 5,000 words a day, every day, every day. Even while I'm editing other books, even while I'm doing something else, even while I'm on the road. And maybe that's too much. Maybe I need to focus on doing 1,000 words a day, which in terms of work is only an hour. And maybe I need to do it 5 days a week. I do it on the work days, except that's not what my process is. So I don't know. It's an interesting dichotomy. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.